The number one ladies' detective agency. Written and dramatised by Alexander McCall Smith. Episode 2. Canoeing for Ladies.
This is me, Precious Ramotswe, creator and owner of the number one ladies' detective agency in Gaborone, Botswana, Southern Africa. And that is exactly where I am standing, on a small patch of earth, of African earth, large enough for me to sit down upon if I felt like it. That is what we all need, I think, a little bit of earth that we can sit down upon. And there is enough room, surely, in all the world for each of us to have that. And what else do we need? We need a room to sleep in, which I have in my house on Zebra Drive. We need food to eat and water to drink, and I have both of those too. And people to love, which I am lucky enough to have as well. They are still asleep, of course, as I am the first to get up in the mornings and walk out here in the garden with a warm cup of red bush tea in my hands, and the sky growing lighter and the birds beginning their day with song. In a few moments, I must go inside, as my husband, Mr. J.L.B. Matokoni, will be waking up, and he will come into the kitchen and say what he says to me every morning. Every morning, the same thing. Which is not unusual, as most of us say the same thing every day, and there is nothing wrong in that, as long as our words are kind ones.
Well, now, ma, that looks like a very fine breakfast.
Those are the exact words he uses every day, and I am always pleased to hear them, and I reply.
Thank you very much, Ra. A good breakfast is the best way of starting the day. No doubt about that.
And your day, ma? What are your plans for today?
Work, I suppose. Just me, of course, because Ma Maputsi is on compassionate leave.
Oh, poor Futi. Any news?
Futi himself is doing well, I hear. He has recovered from the operation and he will be able to walk once everything is sorted out. It's Mama Kutsi I'm more worried about. She's anxious about seeing him and being able to look after him. But that wretched aunt of his...
I've seen that woman. Mm. And her car, too. A person's car tells us a lot about them, Ma. And she has that old brown car with its mean windows.
Like person, like car?
Exactly.
I had an old van for many years. A broken-down old van.
But a kind one, Ma. Hmm. There is no shame in driving old cars. Although the time comes, of course, when one has to say goodbye. But let's not think about saying goodbye to cars. What else today, Ma?
Oh, there are many things. There's the business of that American lady and the legacy for the guide. Speaking of vans, Mr. J.L.B. Matokoni, I might have to drive up to Maun, you know, on business.
Oh, by yourself, Ma. That's a bit of a journey.
Oh, it would do Ma Makutsi good to get away, Ra. We shall go up together, two lady detectives looking for a man who is going to get a very nice surprise.
Once you find out who he is, Ma. You were saying...
Oh, we find out, Ra. Remember Hansi?
That safari man.
Yes, him. His job is to arrange for people to go off on safari, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here are two ladies who want to go off on a safari of a sort.
Yes, yes. I'm not saying that you're not entitled to a refund, but this must come from the tour operator and not from this office. That's the person who actually took you on this safari. And what was wrong with it anyway? No. Well, you can't always see a lion, madam. They cannot say to the lions, please be there at 3 o'clock sharp so that Mrs. So-and-so can see you sitting under a tree. I am not being unhelpful, madam. I'm trying to explain. Well, we'll speak later then. Thank you. Goodbye. Maro Motswe.
Hansi, my good friend.
Yes, I'm your good friend. But how often do you come to see me, Maro Motswe? Once a year? And all the time, I sit here thinking, how is Maro Motswe doing? When is she coming to see her Hansi again?
Except I very much doubt that you think that, Hansi. I think you sit there thinking about much younger ladies than me.
Oh, Maro Motswe, I'm a respectable man. I sit here thinking about lions and elephants and how we can arrange more meetings between our clients and these difficult gentlemen of the bush. And of course, I sit here taking complaints, as you've just heard. But enough of that. Is there any reason for this visit, Ma? Or is it just for tea?
I want to go up to the Okavangura.
You want to go on a safari, Ma? You?
Of course not. But I need some information for a case I'm working on. I need to find out about somebody who works up there. A person whose name I do not know, who works in a camp that also has a name that I don't know.
If you don't know either of these things, I really don't see how I can help.
Ah, we have a clue, Hansi. The name of the camp is something to do with an animal, or possibly a bird.
If it's a bird, then it could be Eagle Island Camp. Probably is. That's a well-known place. It could be them.
Then all I need to know is their telephone number.
There are no ordinary telephones in the Bushma. They use a radio or a satellite phone. But you can speak to the office in Maun. They'll get in touch with them for you.
I'll do that. Thanks, Hansi.
I know one of their guides up there, a man called Mighty. He's a very good guide, you know. One of those people who can read the ground like a book and can tell you about all the animals that have passed that way over the last 5 days. If he saw your footprints, he'd say, Lady of...
Of traditional build.
Exactly. Lady of traditional build. She went by 2 hours ago, heading north. T. Maro Motswe, before you think of heading north?
That would be very nice, but I mustn't stay long. I have work to do in the office, and my assistant is still off work. Her fiancé had a bad accident last week.
I heard about that.
Mama Kutsi? Don't look so surprised, Ma. I'm back at work.
So I see.
And everything is back to normal.
Futi, Radi Futi?
He is out of hospital, Ma. So there was no point in my staying at home and brooding about his accident. I am not one to brood, Maro Motswe.
Oh, of course not. But...
And now he's at his aunt's place. You know that woman? She has taken him.
That must be because they don't like people to leave hospital by themselves. They like to hand them over to the care of relatives so that they'd be looked after.
Is a fiancé not a relative, Ma? Does a ring mean nothing these days? Is the lady who's going to look after him for the rest of his life not close enough to be able to take care of him when he comes out of hospital with only one foot? And the other foot just thrown away like some old rubbish. And he'll have crutches to begin with, and I could help him. It's so unfair, Ma, that this happens to a good man, and there are all these bad men walking about the place with two complete legs and not having accidents.
Oh, Ma, I don't like to see you crying. Footy is out of hospital, and that is the most important thing.
They should not have let that woman take him away. She has taken him to her house now. But when I telephoned her to speak to him, she wouldn't let me. She said that he was resting and she would see whether he could phone me later. But she never spoke to him. And so he didn't phone.
Leave it for now, eh? We can try and sort out something later. We'll find a way. Now, why don't we have tea? And I can tell you while we are drinking about a plan I have. I've made a decision, you see. We're going up to the Okavango. You and me.
A business trip? Will this be a business trip?
It will indeed.
All expenses paid.
Within reason.
This is very good news. I've never been on a business trip, but I'm ready, ma. Incidental expenses? Those will be paid too?
Yes, but...
Shoe expenses?
I'm not sure what shoe expenses are, ma. If your shoes are damaged up there, then of course the office would pay for them to be fixed. But that is very unlikely, I think. I was thinking of...
It is very wild up there. It is not Habaroni where there are streets and where the paths are safe. This is the bush, ma. And you cannot wear town shoes in the bush.
What do you have in mind, ma? I shall be very happy to lend you a pair of my stout shoes. You cannot wear those nice green shoes of yours up in the Delta, even if they would be good camouflage.
That is very kind of you, ma. Your shoes have always struck me as being very sensible, but the problem is that your feet, which are very good feet, of course, are not small feet. My own feet are not the smallest feet in Abarone, but they are not quite as large as your own feet are. And that means I cannot wear your shoes as they would fall off every time I took a step.
Well, ma, I wasn't thinking of...
I had in mind some of those very nice new boots they have in the shops. The ones with laces in the front. They are very suitable for the bush and they look very smart too.
Well, Mama Kutsi, I suppose you can have new boots. Take the money from petty cash and get them.
That is very kind of you, Ma. And what about you? You should get some boots for yourself too.
Oh, I do not need boots, Ma. I've got my comfortable flat shoes. You could walk across the Kalahari and back in those shoes of mine.
And what if you stand on a snake, Ma?
Oh, I would be very careful. I've been walking about Botswana a long time, and I have not yet stood on a snake.
Careful, Ma. There is always a first time for everything. There is something called the law of averages. You may have heard of it. It says that if you haven't trodden on a snake yet, then you may tread on one soon.
More potatoes, Ra. You've only had 4 or 5. There are more.
I should not eat too many, Ma. I read somewhere that you should eat 1 potato a day. That is all.
Where did you read such nonsense, Ra? 1 potato? How can anybody live on 1 potato?
I was just telling you what I read. So, yes, I will have another 2 potatoes, Ma. They are very delicious.
And I have cooked 2 big pots of stew for when I am away. You can take them out and warm them up. Eat 1/2 pot of stew a day, so they will last you for 4 days altogether. I do not want to come home from the Okavango and discover that you have starved to death in my absence and I have no more husband.
4 days, Maramotswe. Oh, that is a long time. But I hope that it is a good trip for you and Mama Kutsi.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Mind you, 9 hours in the van with Mama Kutsi, talking all the way. I shall hear a lot about
the Botswana Secretarial College. Did I ever tell you, Mara Motswe, about how I got my place there? Did I?
I don't think so, Ma. Or perhaps you did. I can't remember.
I don't think I did. I lived up in Bobo-Dioulasso, and there is not much for people to do up there. If you want to get ahead, you really have to come to Habaroni or Francistown, maybe. Plenty of people went to Francistown and did well. There was a girl in my class at school who became a midwife. She trained in Francistown and met a very nice man there who was a sergeant in the police. They have 3 children now, Ma.
Oh, that is very nice, Ma.
I never thought of being a nurse, Ma. I wanted to be a secretary,
right from the beginning. Mm. There was a book at school which showed the sort of life that secretaries had. And I knew that this was for me.
Eh? A glamorous life, eh? Is that the picture it painted?
Yes. It showed a secretary in an office high up in one of those tall buildings. Mm. We had no buildings like that in Bobono. And I thought that it would be very exciting to be in a job like that. Mm. Underneath the photograph, they said, enjoy the high life as a secretary.
But not all secretaries work in offices like that, Ma.
As I soon found out. But it didn't matter. Because then I understood what the real role of a secretary is. To make sure that everything is filed in the right place. Uh-huh. Mm? That is one of the most important things there is, Ma. To get everything filed in the right place. Dictation. That was one of the hardest subjects at the Botswana Secretarial College because the lady who gave the test always spoke very quickly. She said, you won't be able to ask your boss to slow down, ladies, because bosses speak at the speed that suits them, not you. So you better get used to taking dictation at this speed because this is what you might encounter when you're in an office.
Ah, I think that's Maunma. You see those houses over there through the trees? See them? I think that's Maun.
Well, here we are, Ma. That's been a long trip. But you know, I think it's gone rather quickly. It always does when one has somebody to talk to.
I was pleased that our journey was over. Not because it had been difficult to listen to Mama Kutsi, but because it was a long way to drive, and my shoulders were tired and aching by the time we reached our destination. I longed to lie back in a hot bath, and I was very pleased to discover that the people we were staying with, cousins of Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, who had stayed with us in Khabaroni, had a bathroom with a bath, rather than just a shower. And when they said to me, would you like a bath, Mara Motswe? I accepted immediately and spent at least 40 minutes lying there before I got out, dried myself, and went into the kitchen for the evening meal. Then, when the meal was over, I excused myself and went off to bed, where I dropped off to sleep within minutes, dreaming, I think, of that long white road that we had driven across. That long white road across the top of the Mahadi Hadi salt pans, where the Botswana sky is like a great blue dome, and where the winds come from far and empty places, places where there are no men or women, just the sky and the air and the animals.
Mara Motswe! Mara Motswe, wake up! Come on, wake up!
I'm waking up, Ma.
We slept for 10 hours. Hmm. It is time for us to go.
Oh, I was very tired. Is it really time to go?
Yes. We are going out to Eagle Island Camp. They have arranged a boatman to take us. It is going to be a long journey, so we better get going.
Oh, I suppose you're right, Ma.
I am right. This is a business trip. When you are on a business trip, you cannot lie in bed.
The boatman should be here soon, Ma. He said 9 o'clock.
This is very exciting, Ma. You know, I've never been in a boat before.
Ah, well, you'll find out soon enough what it's like. Can you swim, Mama Kutsi?
I have never learned to swim. Up in Bobanok, we really didn't have any water. Mm. It's hard to learn to swim when there is no water.
I cannot swim either. But I was invited to go swimming in the pool at the Sun Hotel.
And did you go, Ma?
Yeah, I went in at the shallow end. It was not very deep. And I found that I could stand. But then I made a very interesting discovery.
That you could swim?
Oh, no, I did not find out that I could swim. I found, though, that I could float. I very slowly took the weight off my legs and I floated.
I did not have to move my arms. I just floated.
That is very good, Ma. Perhaps it is something to do with being so traditionally built. A thin person would think you floated. Look, is that the boat?
Yes, it's a canoe, a makoro.
Will we both fit in that, Ma? What if a hippo?
Oh, let's not talk about hippos, Ma. It is not a good idea to talk about hippos when you are just about to set off on a river journey.
Hello there, ladies. Eagle Island Camp.
Yes, that's us.
Just pass your bags over. Plenty of room.
Will there be room for us too?
Plenty room. You get in first, Ma. There we are. No, don't worry. Just sit down. There. And you, Ma, you sit at the back there. Comfortable?
The water is very close to the top of the canoe. Is that normal, Ra?
It is not normal, Ma. This canoe is very heavy now. That is why the water is almost coming over the side. But we will be perfectly safe, as long as you two ladies don't move. And off we go.
And if we do move?
If you move, we go into the water. Big splash.
It isn't funny. We can't go into the water where there are...
hippos and many crocodiles, too. And, of course, sometimes there are elephants who like to swim in this river. And snakes, too. There are snakes that live in the reeds by the side of the river. They like to swim, too. Did you know that, Ma?
I do not wish to hear about these things, Ra.
Of course, you are not frightened by any of these creatures, are you, Ra?
Oh, no, Ma. I am very frightened, Ma. I should not like to meet a hippo. They are very bad-tempered animals, and they can snap a man in two with those great teeth of theirs. Just like that. It is broken in two.
That is very unlikely to happen, I think.
Oh, no, Ma. It happens all the time. I know a man who was snapped in two just a few months ago. He was a cousin of my mother. And now he is late. I suppose it is better to be taken by a hippo than a crocodile. If a hippo bites you in two, then you do not have much time to think. It is very quick. Particularly if you get your head in that big mouth of his, then it must be like night coming suddenly. Very dark, I think.
I think that perhaps we should talk about something else.
The crocodiles, now, they get you in his jaws, you see. Then he takes you down underwater. And he rolls you over and over, spinning you round and around. That is to make you drown. Then he drags you away to his lair, which is usually under the roots at the edge of a riverbank. Rather like that place over there. You see it? Yeah. That is a good place for a crocodile to have his lair.
I think perhaps...
Crocodiles, they don't like fresh meat. They much prefer to eat their prey when it is a bit rotten. That is why they put you in their lair.
Excuse me, Ra. This is all very interesting, but I do not think it is a good idea to tell people these stories when they are on the water. There are some stories that are better told on land.
As you wish, Ma.
This way, Ma Romotswe. Trip went well?
Put it this way. I'm glad to have arrived. That singing...
Oh, it's a little custom we have here at the camp. The staff sing when new visitors arrive. We've just had a number of guests arrive. Maybe you'll meet them later. I am Mighty, the chief guide.
Dumela Ra. I am Mara Motswe of the number one ladies detective agency, Nkhaboroni. And this is my secretary...
Assistant detective.
Ma Makutsi. Could we talk to you, Mighty?
Of course, Ma. Under the trees, over there.
Is that not too close to the water? All those crocodiles. Oh,
it's quite safe. Don't worry. Why do you want to talk to me, Ma Ramotswe?
You get many visitors here, don't you?
Many. They stay a few days, enjoy their safari, then off home again. They like it, and we like to make them happy. Our country makes people happy for some reason, Ma. Have you noticed that?
Oh, I have. Botswana is a good place. But tell me, Ra, Do you remember an American lady who stayed here for a much longer time than usual? Over a week.
We get many American ladies.
I can give you the exact date.
I suppose I can look at the book. It will have the names of all our guests at the time.
This was Mrs. Grant.
Mrs. Grant? Ah! Now I do remember that lady, ma. She stayed almost 10 days, I think. Mm-hmm. She was very happy here. How is she?
I'm sorry to tell you that she is now late.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
She's late. But her visit here was very important for her. When she went home, she told people that she had never before experienced such kindness.
Oh, I am glad. I am very glad to hear that, Ma. But is there something wrong?
Nothing at all. She has left a present for the guide who looked after her. A legacy in her will.
Oh, that is very good. She would have been looked after by Teboho, if I remember correctly. I can check.
May we speak to this Teboho, Ra?
Oh, of course. He'll be back very soon. He's taken some people for a game walk, but he'll be back. If you ladies wait here, I'll bring him over to speak to you.
Thank you, Ra. Rather easy, wouldn't you say, Mama Kutsi?
Yes. It has not been a difficult case at all.
I often find that the simplest way of finding the answer to something is to ask somebody. It really isn't very hard.
No. Perhaps we shall write to Clovis Anderson, the author of The Principles of Private Detection, and tell him the... Maramutsu, what is that large black thing in the water over there? Is that a crocodile?
A shadow, Mama could see. Oh. Just a shadow.
Maramutsu?
Yes, Ra. You are Teboho?
Yes. They told me that you wanted to speak to me. They said that you were a detective.
No need to be nervous, Ra. I am not that sort of detective. I am a detective who specializes in bringing good news to people.
I do not understand, Ma.
Well, let me tell you. And so this Mrs. Grant has now left $3,000 to you, Ra. It is a thank you present for your kindness.
I don't know what to say, Ma. She must have been a very kind person.
I think she was.
She wrote to me, you know.
Oh, did she?
Yes. She sent a photograph she had taken of me standing with her. I can get it for you if you like. It is in my room somewhere.
That would be good.
A good man, I think, Maramutsu.
A lucky one, too. Here he comes. It looks as if he's found his letter.
Here you are, Ma. This is the letter I got from the lady, from Mrs. Grant. And here's the photograph. I was a bit thinner then, you'll see. Maybe I should go on a diet.
There is nothing wrong with being traditionally built. This is the photograph.
Yes, me with Mrs. Grant. That is the lady.
Thank you, Ra. Very interesting. Now, Mama Kutsi and I need to go and get ready for our dinner. We'll see you later.
Go and get Mighty. This is a disaster.
What's wrong?
It's not her. That photograph is of another woman.
Ah, the lawyer sent me a press cutting with a photo of his Mrs. Grant, her obituary.
And that's not her. It's a different Mrs. Grant.
Oh, my goodness. And we've told that poor man that he has $3,000 waiting for him. You said it was simple, Maramutsu.
I know I did, Mama Kutsi. I was wrong. Go and fetch Mighty. Ask him to come quickly.
Yes, Maramutsu. You wanted to see me.
I did. It is the wrong woman.
Who is the wrong woman?
Your Mrs. Grant is not the right Mrs. Grant. She's the wrong Mrs. Grant.
How can that be?
Oh, there must be two. Maybe there are two Mighties as well and two Mama Kutsis.
There are not two Mama Kutsis.
Tell me, Ra, is there another camp that is called after an animal?
Well, our neighbor, Lion's Tail Camp. It is not far away, about 3 miles.
Can you take us there now, Ra?
Right now?
Right now.
Well, it's getting late. We'll have to go by boat.
Oh, I'm ready to go. Mama Kutsi?
This Mama Kutsi is ready to go. I don't know about any other Mama Kutsis.
We set off for Lion's Tail Camp in another of those Makoros.
those little canoes that they use up in the Okavango Delta. Mighty knew what he was doing, and I knew that we were safe in his hands. But I still worried about coming round a bend in the river and meeting a hippo or an elephant. Mama Kutsi closed her eyes, I think, and that may have helped. As we traveled, I thought of what had happened. It had been an extraordinary coincidence, but there must have been two Mrs. Grants who came on safari at the same time. One to Eagle Island Camp and one to Lion's Tail. I had jumped to a conclusion, and now I was paying for it. Or rather, that poor man, Teboho, was paying for it. I wondered what I would be able to say to him. I would simply have to tell him that I had made a bad mistake and ask him to forgive me. He would be upset, of course. Who wouldn't be in such circumstances? And he would be angry with me, too. But it was my fault, and I would have to bear that. Eventually we arrived, and Mighty went to fetch the guide, a man called Moripe. We told him who we were and that we were looking for a man who had looked after an American lady called...
Mrs. Grant? Yes, I remember her, Ma. She was here for quite a few days. I looked after her. Is anything wrong?
She is late, Ra.
Oh, that is very sad. She was a very energetic lady. She walked very fast on the game walks and took a lot of photographs. She seemed very happy to be here.
Oh, she was, Ra. Thanks to you.
She was very grateful for the kindness that she found in Botswana.
Very grateful indeed, Ra. And she has left you a big present. $3,000.
Oh, Ma...
$3,000. And you are sure it was you who looked after her?
You can't trust this man, Ma. He is a good man. And he's going to be marrying Teboho's sister. He and Teboho are good friends.
Is he now? Tell me, Ra, are Teboho's parents late?
They are both late, sadly.
So the bride price will be payable to the uncle?
No, to the brother, to Teboho.
Very interesting.
Yes. And I was going to find it very difficult. I asked him to defer the payment. My sister has been ill and she has many children. I've had to support them.
So you've been able to pay nothing?
Yes. But now... Well, now I can give him the money.
He thinks he already has it. In a way, he has. This $3,000, Ra, will that cover the bride price?
Easily.
So I'll pay it to him and that will be that. Good. All arranged.
Mighty.
We traveled back to Khabaroni, Mama Kutsi and I, back across the Mkhadi Hadi salt pans, back down the Francistown Road past Mochudi, where I had spent my childhood, and home to Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni for me and Futi Radifuti for her. Well, not quite. In Mama Kutsi's case, because poor Futi was still in the hands of that unpleasant aunt of his. That was one problem, but it was not the only one. Problems come in threes, I think. One of which, the case of the two Mrs. Grants, had been sorted out very satisfactorily, leaving everybody more than happy. The other two, well, over the next few days... I think we dealt with those rather well, too. There was Mr. Kereleng and his house, and there was Futi's aunt. They were the same problem in a way. Difficult women. Mr. Kereleng's problem was that he had made over his house to a woman who said she would marry him, and then, once she had got the house, decided that it was not such a good idea. That woman was Violet Sepoto.
So what now? He signs the new one. Simple.
Not so simple, Ma.
No, not so simple, Violet Sepoto.
I'm talking to this fat woman, not you, Grace Mikutsi.
She is my assistant, Ma. And so you are talking to both of us. Yeah. And both of us are talking to you when we say that we don't think that Mr. Kereleng will sign this new deed. In fact, he most certainly won't. And that means that you must vacate this house, which is his house, within 1 week. That is what we have come to say to you.
You! Get out of this house!
You are the one who must get out of it, Ma. And if you do not, then Mr. Kereleng's lawyer tells me that there will be a court order served on you next week. Sorry about that. But you should think about these things before you try to trick poor, weak men.
Get out! Get out! Botsack!
You have too much purple eyeliner on, Violet Sipoto. Eh? Purple Sipoto!
Oh, no!
Are you all right, Maramotse?
I'm very upset. That was a nasty scene.
She's a nasty woman. That purple eyeliner.
Do not talk about that, Ma.
She is a horrible...
Oh, yes, she's unhappy and she brings unhappiness to others. That is very sad. I'm sorry for her.
I'm sorry. I didn't behave very well in there.
Oh, don't worry about it. You were a bit excited. Mm. And that eyeliner, Ma, eh? What a color. Oh.
So, that sorted that out. I must say that Violet Sapoto woman is the limit. But she met a match in you. I'm proud of you, Ma. You are a strong woman. You can take on anybody.
Almost anybody, Ra.
When it came to the final problem, the problem of Futi's aunt, I must say that I felt I needed a bit of assistance. Not just Mama Kutsi in that case, but somebody a bit larger. And as it happened, who should come into the office but Ma Potokwani?
Coco, may I come in?
Oh, Ma Potokwani, of course. You're always welcome, Ma.
Thank you. And good morning to you too, Mama Kutsi.
Good morning, Ma.
I've heard of Mr. Radifuti's accident, Ma. And I am very sorry. I am very sad for you, Ma.
Thank you, Ma. It is very kind of you.
I am always telling the drivers who deliver things to our place to watch out when they reverse. Do they listen to me? Oh, they do not.
Men do not listen to women. It is a big problem.
Yes, it is, but your footy. He's a lucky man to have you, Ma. When he comes out of hospital, you can nurse him back to health.
Actually, he's already out, Ma.
Ah, that is very good news. So, you are already looking after him. I give him plenty of meat, Ma. Breakfast, lunch, supper, good Botswana beef. That will make him strong. And vegetables, vitamin C. You've got somebody at your house to help out?
Well, Ma, it's a bit difficult. Futi has been taken in by his aunt, you see.
Oh, that woman? I've met her. She has a big head, doesn't she? Rather like a...
Melon, yes. That is the woman.
She is a very difficult person, I think. Very rude, as I recall. She was very unpleasant to one of the house mothers at the orphan farm. The poor lady was in tears. She said, some woman with a very big head made me embarrassed.
That is her. And she turns me away from the house whenever I try to go and see Futi.
What? What is this nonsense? The place for a man recovering from an operation is by his fiancée's side. That has always been so. And the world has not changed to make it any different now. Do you not agree with me, Ma Ramotswe?
I agree 100%, Ma Potokwani.
So, I think we should go and sort this out right now. I am very happy to come. I am not scared of this lady. Not one little bit.
That is the house. That is her front door.
Good. We will go straight in.
I am a bit worried, Ma Potokwani. She's a very stern lady, this aunt.
Nonsense. She is a melon. That is all. Coco! We are coming in. We are coming in to see Futi, Ready Futi.
Impossible. Mr. Reddy Footy is recuperating. impossible.
I am here with Grace Makutsi.
Who is this Grace person? Please, go away. Mr. Reddy Footy is sleeping and must not be disturbed.
He is Grace's husband.
He is not her husband. She is not his wife. She is nothing, ma. You must all go now. You, the nothing. This other woman, go.
Get out of my way, you silly woman. Come on, Mama Kutsi. Let us find Mr. Reddy Footy and take him back where he belongs.
Footy!
Grace! Where have you been? You've come to see me.
I tried, Footy. I tried.
Ah, that is all sorted out now, Mr. Reddy Footy. You're coming with us now. Mama Kutsi will get your things together. You will come and stay with me in my house where Mama Kutsi can look after you. Come along now.
Well, Mara Motswe, I like the sound of all that. Two unpleasant women sorted out and everybody happy. More or less.
Entirely happy, Ra. Footy is now very comfortable staying in Maputukwani's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama Kutsi goes over there every day to cook for him and make sure he's all right. He's getting plenty of attention and plenty of love. And maybe even his aunt will have learned a lesson or two. I hope she has. Footy will be kind to her once she realizes that she has to share him with Mama Kutsi.
Well, there we are.
There we are indeed, Mr. JLB Matakoni. But do you know something? Just as we sort out all these things, off I go to work the next morning and there will be fresh problems to be dealt with.
That's the way it is, Ma. That's your job. Same for me. I fix one car. And the next day, another car comes in to be fixed. Is that the kettle you're about to put on?
It is, Ra. Then we can go out into the garden and drink our tea out there. It's always nicer to drink tea under an empty sky.
Hey, I think so too, Ma. And Mara Motswe, thank you.
Thank you for what, Ra?
Oh, I don't really know. I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Tura. Thank you. Now the tea. Your favorite cup as usual?
I think so.
The Number One Ladies Detective Agency was written and dramatized by Alexander McCall Smith. Mara Motswe was played by Janice Akwa. Mama Kutsi by Nadine Marshall. And Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni by Ben Onwunkwe. Khansi was played by Maynard Eziashi. The Boatman by Nyasha Hatendi. Mighty by Obi Abili. Teboho by Chucky Wuji. Moripe and Futi by Jude Akwudike, Violet Sopoto by Anna Bengo, Ma Potokwani by Ajwa Ando, and The Aunt by Noma Dumezwene. The director was Gaynor McFarlane.